It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 28th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is ken, spelled K-E-N. Ken is a noun. It refers to someone's range of perception, knowledge, or understanding, and is most often used in phrases like beyond or outside or within one's ken. Here's the word used in a sentence from the London Free Press of Ontario. I'm still pretty much an amateur when it comes to gardening, creating showy displays of florals along a pathway or verdant plots of perennials in shady backyard nooks. Well, much of that is still beyond my ken. I don't know my spurges from my woodruffs. Need a word that can encompass all that one perceives, understands, or knows? It's just ken. Of course, whether someone is a president, writer, physicist, diplomat, journalist, or even a stereotypical Barbie, everyone has their own personal ken. When someone says something is beyond it, they're not admitting to being a Gosling, only that the topic or question at hand is beyond their particular range of knowledge or expertise. Ken appeared on the English horizon in the 16th century, referring to the distance bounding the range of ordinary vision at sea, about 20 miles, and would thus have been familiar to skippers in particular. Its meaning soon broadened, however, to mean range of vision or sight on land or sea. Today, ken rarely suggests literal sight, but rather the extent of what one can metaphorically see. And that, as they say, is enough. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.